about 3,300 square feet onto the front of their building. It would house the offices and atrium ticket area for the North Dakota Winter Show. In order for the Winter Show to take on this project, the Development Corporation is working with them and would purchase land from them to generate cash to help with the project. So we would end up with about 2.5 acres immediately east of some land that we currently own. There's the open parking lot that is right north of the main Winter Show building. We would purchase that land for our technology park, and that would generate some cash for the Winter Show then to help with this addition. We have a $500,000 building project. You see the development fund, Development Corporation funds of $300,000 then, and we would need $200,000. We're anticipating a smaller loan, in which case we would have interest expense and then flex pace buy down. We can actually assist the Winter Show with an interest reduction program through the Bank of North Dakota, and it requires a local share to do that. And then we have a contingency built into the project. So the funds needed from food and beverage would be approximately $277,000. So we rounded the numbers off between $275,000 and $300,000, and that's if we needed to borrow, you know, those kinds of funds. So that would be the request then from food and beverage. The building construction, it also includes some additional doors that go into the building for fire access. They do need some additional doors. With the addition, you'd need a fire wall, which is part of the overall construction cost. The city has authorized the extension of water line to provide fire protection for that area, but it would benefit a larger area, not just the North Dakota Winter Show. So it involves fire protection, the addition of firewall doors. There's not included in these numbers are a sprinkler system. It is not included in these numbers, and the North Dakota Winter Show Board has made a commitment to raise funds. That number is $100,000 plus or minus. But they have made a commitment to raise those funds to handle that cost. And the city has given them 3 years' time to raise those funds for the sprinkler system. These other items included in the numbers, especially the doors and then widening the doors that are between the main arena and the other portions of the building in order to get people out. You know, if there's a fire, you need to get people out. So those numbers are included in the numbers, in the building numbers that we have today. So
Winter Show is productive to have it up there for the operating side of it, but it's efficient and cost-saving to the Winter Show. But one of the key things that came up with this, just to really emphasize the fact that I've talked to a couple of city commissioners, is right now that Winter Show building doesn't meet the fire code for liability purposes. The code changed in the city in 2012, and it's been left as it is because we don't have near enough exit doors for protection. And so one of the key things is that we need to have, for the city commission and the Winter Show production credibility, is that fire protection needs to be, those exit doors need to go in regardless of what happens with the building addition. Because right now, they don't meet code, and we met with the city fire chief and city officials, and basically that liability is so great that I would recommend that the Winter Show can't go on if we don't put the doors in. And the Winter Show is a vital asset to the community, and so I think that ties back into a stronger aspect of what needs to be done, and that's regardless of what else happens, and they don't have funds to do this, and so we as a community have to look it on and think they generate tax dollars for us, and so that just wanted to reemphasize that.
For all of the parties that are here, Don and Pete Molson with the Winter Show Board, and Jennifer and George, is how it meets the definition of food and beverage funds. It was designed, I believe, for new attractions to Valley City that would bring more visitors to Valley City. The other thing I'll add to it is there's been a lot of discussion behind the scenes trying to make this work. The city has authorized extensions of looped water systems that are capable of providing water up there for that fire protection that doesn't exist today. And the Winter Show has some skin in the game too. For the fire protection on the inside, it's estimated to cost an approximate $100,000, and they've committed to raising those funds outside of this and installing that system to meet code. So there's some of that was taken care of. Is what's the Winter Show got into it? Well, they're raising an additional $100,000 for the fire protection, if I understand correctly. But I think the one question is, when we bring this to the public, and Mr. Ernest is here today, is when you have your final formal application, is how does it meet that criteria of the food and beverage sales tax fund? The new addition won't necessarily bring in more events. Point of contact may be improved. I mean, I've talked to Don about this here on Friday as well, that now they're at the building. So if somebody drives to the building and says, we want to discuss an event, they're there on site. That may help that they can book more than the events they do now, which you do a considerable amount of events. I understand that. But I think that's the one thing, is how we make that fit. Because I know the commissioners have talked about this as well. I've had comments from Matt in particular, from the Development Corporation, has talked about it. On Friday, there was a request, and the Development Corporation approved purchasing of the land. I've been trying to drive it from sources of cash from the existing development funds from the city and the county, or cash up front. Because initially, there was discussion of $345,000 from food and beverage. And initially, we talked about spreading it over a longer period of time so we wouldn't deplete the fund. But with that, there was actually discussion it would expire in 2025. So now the city has to obligate other commissions and extend it for 10 years. And initially, it might have even gone over more than our 2025, 2035, and even beyond that. So we'd have to extend it twice for partial numbers of years. And rather than do that, I met with Avis on Friday, and her and I discussed is, right now, we believe there would be about $26,000 to $29,000 per year if we meet the outstanding obligations, and we'll get into the financials in a little bit, of the outstanding interpretive panels, the outstanding Eagles Club, and the Wellness Center commitment that's left on that through 2024, would leave approximately $76,000 to $79,000 per year. So the discussion I had with Jennifer on Friday as well was, might we consider, and this is what I'd like to go with it, is consider $200,000 from food and beverage. Drive it with cash. And where I'm at with it is, if we gave $200,000 in cash this way, $50,000 down in 2017 when the building's done, or first part of 2018, whenever the bill's got to be started to be paid. Then the winter show could borrow $150,000 at going rate 6.5%, whatever the loan might be, for the remaining 3 years, with a guarantee from food and beverage of $50,000 a year. So in 4 years, we could release $200,000 in funding. And based on that loan, Development Corp could do flex pays by the interest rate down to 1%. And if I got my numbers right, it was like a $15,000 with the interest. Local share would be $5,000, and the balance of the interest costs would be bought down by the Bank of North Dakota to keep it as affordable as possible. So I think the net cost, if we could do it that way, is a consideration, and I'll open it for discussion, would be $5,000 of interest buy-down from the Development Corp, $200,000 from food and beverage, and the initial $300,000 from the Development Corp for the purchase of the land for expansion to the tech park. And that way, there's least amount of burden on the community for interest expense.